Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is September the 24th, and we are glad that the Lord gave us this day to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Children's Day on Bible Storyland.
The B-I-B-L-E.
Praises unto our God. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is omnipotent. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he saw fit to have mercy on us this morning. And we are grateful that he is giving us life and life more abundantly every day. We're thankful that he is the King of Kings and that he chose us to be his servants. What a mighty God we serve. He has done great things for us, so we have so much to be thankful for. I hear some people say, oh, I won't complain, but we don't have anything to complain about. He wake us up. You know, especially in America, we have clean running water. We have bathrooms. We have so much to be grateful for. We have places to stay. I mean, there are people on the street. I see children on the street with their families who have nowhere to live. But we are truly blessed. So I just thank the Lord this morning that he is a great God. And, you know, we welcome everybody on this morning, and we thank you for attentively listening this morning to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us this morning. And, you know, God is a great God. He always blesses us. This morning, you know, I want you to know that God alone created children. And he loves children of all ages. His word says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And then he blessed the children. He loves children. God loves children. He created them in his image. And we were all children at one time, you know, but we have grown up. God has allowed us to grow up in peace and in safety. We've gone through things. Nobody said the road would be easy, but God in his infinite wisdom and mercy has seen fit that he has blessed us to be alive among the land of the living. So we are grateful. You know, as I said, God alone created children of all ages. And this morning, we have a young man on who hungers and thirsts for more of God. We are blessed to have him with us this morning. His name is Frank Bowman. He's a young man. He's just 20 years young. He's going to lead us in a prayer this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Speak louder, sweetie.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm doing real good.
Amen, amen. Well, we're so glad you're on this morning. Okay, we're going to let you go ahead and say the prayer this morning.
Okay. We see not out of the raw seed, out of the corner of the boy shop. Father God, we just thank you for blessing this generation. And I pray, God, that you will put people in these children's lives to help them to know who their Savior, Jesus Christ, is. And I just pray that even every listener will have an understanding of the importance of God's word. And we will have children that will be so anointed that when they come around others, the people will feel the change in them. And I raise up, and I just pray that we raise up children to become teachers and doers of the word. And I just pray that you will brace the listeners with the armor of God. Father God, I just pray to brace them with the belt of truth and the sword of the spirit and the breastplates of righteousness and their helmet of salvation. And I just brace their feet for the readiness of this world, Father, and their shield of faith. Father God, we just humble ourselves before you today and just thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives and what is to come, Father, through your blessings, Father. And we just declare that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. What a blessed prayer that was. I thank God for you, Frank. Awesome prayer, mighty prayer in the Lord. Well, we are grateful this morning for every listener that's on this morning, and I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, my heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I've made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid of? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war should rise against us, in this we will be confident. One thing we have said of the Lord, we desire to seek after the Lord, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He shall set us upon a rock, and now shall our head be lifted up above our enemies round about us. Therefore will we offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We will sing, yea, we will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice, have mercy upon us and answer us. When thy said is, seek ye my face, our heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will we seek. Hide not thy face far from us. Put us not away in anger. Thou hast been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. When our father and our mother has forsaken us, then the Lord will take us up. Teach us thy way, O Lord, and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Deliver us not over unto the will of our enemies. For false witnesses have risen up against us, and such as breathe out cruelty. We have fainted unless we have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our hearts. Wait on the Lord. Well, God's word is true, and his word endureth forever. God has children of all ages in every state in the nation. We have a woman of God with us from Houston, Texas this morning, and she is gifted, very gifted to play music. Her name is Karen Itell. She lives in Houston. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I'm going to do this little light of mine.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And, you know, that's what we have to do. God gave us a light. He's the light within us. And we have to let it shine. And the way we let it shine is to be obedient to him. Be obedient to God. You know, even as children, we can be obedient to God. One, we can start by being obedient to our parents. And that is being obedient to God when you're obedient to your parents. You know, when your parents tell you something, you don't talk back to them, you listen. And then you do what they ask you. They say, get up, make up your bed. You don't grumble and moan and, you know, all of that. You just go do it. So I thank God for parents, because if it wasn't for parents, we wouldn't have any life in us. We wouldn't even be here. So I thank God for parents. Parents, I want to ask you a question this morning. What is the vision you have for your children? What is the vision you have for your children, parents? What is God's vision for your children? That's question number two. What is God's vision for your children? What is your child's vision? Parents, ask your children, what's your vision? What vision do you have for yourself? The Bible says, write the vision. And the Lord said, and write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall come, it shall speak, and it shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will surely come. It will not tarry. Without, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, without a vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So we have to have a vision. You know, we can't just live and die here on the earth and go to school and come home every day. We got to have a vision. What vision has God given you for your lives, children? Check the corners in your neighborhood. How many young boys and girls do you see sitting idle? Do you think that they have a vision written or unwritten for themselves? Do you think someone has spoken life into them? Speak those things as though they be. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You know, you can say to your children, baby, you're going to be somebody great. You can say, honey, you have greatness on the inside of you. God put it there before you were born. So we have to speak life into our children. You can say, you can say to your children, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can tell them, God called you to do great and mighty things for him. You can rise above any situation you have been in and move into the things of God at any time you want to. Just say yes to Jesus when he knocks at the door of your heart. I decree and declare this morning that you have more faith than a grain of mustard seed. I'm talking to every person on the radio, not just the children. You have more faith than a grain of mustard seed. Now you can speak to every huge mountain in your life, and you can say, move out of my way. Now, whether there are mountains, be whatever the mountain may be, whether it's a mountain of lust, a mountain of drugs, a mountain of alcohol, a mountain of robbery, a mountain of lying demons, a mountain of demons perversion, whatever, demon, a mountain of homosexuality, whatever it is, you can speak to that mountain and say, be thou removed. I'm a child of God. I'm going to obey him. Whatever speaks defeat to you, God put something on the inside of you, a tongue that can say, I am somebody. I can do great things. I am brilliant. I have been wonderfully made. I am prosperous in the spirit, and I call it forth into the natural. Prosperity come forth now. I am a doctor called by Jesus. I am an attorney called by Jesus. I'm an electrician called by Jesus. I'm a teacher called by Jesus. I'm an entrepreneur called by Jesus. I own my own business. I am a dentist called by Jesus. I am a computer analyst called by Jesus. I am a musician called by Jesus. I am a servant of the Most High God. He called me to serve him in whatever I choose to become, whether I choose to be a chiropractor, whether I choose to be a nurse, or whatever I become. I will live a life of integrity, praising God daily. I decree and declare all our children will be saved at an early age. They will be dedicated to God. They will commit their lives to God all the days of their lives at an early age. Satan is trying to steal and kill. Satan, I'm telling you, Satan is trying to steal and kill our children at an early age. I recently heard of a young girl, 7 years old, whose family is suing the school board. Now listen carefully. Her family is suing the school board because she can't go to the boys' bathroom. She is a homosexual, supposedly at 7 years old. Satan has blinded her mind as well as the mind of her family members. She's barely in this world. She's barely been born. What would she know about sexual preference unless somebody is teaching her this perversion? The Bible says, teach the children to love him with all their heart, soul, and strength, and teach them to love themselves and other people, and more than to love God more than they love themselves. God will deal with us and them, the children. God says in Deuteronomy, these words which he commanded us today shall be in thine heart, and we shall teach them diligently unto our children, and talk of them when we sit in the way, and when we walk in the house, when we sit in the house, when we walk in the way, and when we lie down, when we get up, bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be frontless between our eyes, and write them upon the posts of your house and on the gates. If you teach these things to your children, we do not have time to teach them perversions, abominations against God. You know, in Romans 18, God talks about abominations. I'm going to read it to you. It's the first chapter of Romans. I'm going to read it real quick. First chapter of Romans. Verse 18 through 32, and it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in uprightness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even by his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became foolish and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with unrighteousness, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, bait, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, malignity, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. As I said before, God's word is true. We must obey God and what he wants us to do. We are children of God. We must obey God. We cannot do things against his law and expect God to bless us. All kinds of curses will come upon us when we are disobedient upon God. You know, I want to let you know this morning that our children are watching us. They look to us to be an example. Let's be godly examples to our children. Well, nobody but the devil is mad this morning, and we're so grateful that our children came on with us this morning. Our children are so gifted and highly favored. This morning we have three very gifted and talented children from Jacksonville, Florida, to sing for us this morning. They are Chantiel McKeever, Spencer McKeever, and Christopher McKeever. Chantiel, good morning, children. How are you? Your phone may be still muted, children. Put your phone back on. Unmute your phone, children. Hello? Okay. They may have not realized that their phone is muted. Press 1 again if you need to, children. Okay, I don't hear them yet, but they have beautiful voices. They'll probably come back on a little later. I don't hear them right now. Okay. So a little bit later, they'll come back on. They are on, though. Okay, well, they were going to sing for us this morning, but they'll come on a little bit later. So Chantiel, Christopher, and Spencer, if you have your phone on, unmute your phone. Okay. All right, good morning. Good morning. Okay, I don't know what's happening with their phone this morning. I thought that was them. But that's not
Hello?
Them. Okay, Chantiel?
Chanty, they want us. Chanty, she wants to speak to us.
All right, they're Hello? Coming. Just... Good morning, Chantiel.
Oh, good morning.
Mama! Hey, tell your brothers to get in play so you all can sing now. I've been calling you.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay.
People, yeah, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good and
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
People from every nation,
people from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship.
All the time, you are good.
Lord, you are good and
your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good, and
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever.
People from every nation,
people from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, 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 we worship you for who you are.
We worship you,
hallelujah, 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 we worship you for who you are,
for who you are.
Amen. Woo! Awesome, awesome. Like I said before, God has gifted them with much talent and favored those children. That was Chantiel. She's 12. Spencer is 8. And Christopher is 7. Boy, you guys can make a CD. We're so happy that you all come on faithfully on Children's Day. You all are such blessed children. I thank God for you. Chantiel, how's school?
It's good. It's doing great. I'm in seventh grade now, so it's kind of fun.
That's great. Wow. What school do you go to?
James Weldon.
Okay. I want you to know that these children are from Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville is in the house mightily today, so I thank God for each of you. Spencer, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
What about you, Christopher? What grade are you in?
Second grade.
Oh, goodness. I just pray God's blessings upon each of you all, and I know you're going to make the honor roll all the way through high school so you can get a scholarship to go to college. So you all be blessed. Stay on. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. God called us to sing unto him. This morning, our next guest was supposed to be my aunt, but something was wrong with the phone lines this morning. We couldn't get her on. Lines were busy. So all children and adults, I want you to put your hands on your head and repeat after me. My mind is in training for what God wants me to think. I'm going to repeat it. My mind is in training for what God wants me to think. All right, now put your hand over your eyes. My eyes are in training for what God wants me to see. My eyes are in training for what God wants me to see. Now, put your hands over your ears. Not so much that you can't hear me, though. My ears are in training for what God wants me to hear. My ears are in training for what God wants me to hear. Now, put your hand over your mouth. My mouth is in training for what God wants me to say. My mouth is in training for what God wants me to say. Now, put your hand over both of your hands. Put your hands together. My hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. My hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. Now, put your hands at the top of your head. My body is in training to go and do only where God wants me to go and what he wants me to do. My body is in training to go and do only where God wants me to go and do what he wants me to do. Amen, amen. We have another talented woman of God on with us today from Los Angeles, California. She is a poem writer, and she's going to share one of her poems with us this morning. Good morning, Sister Barbara Hayes. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Karita. I'm fine, and I enjoyed those children singing, and the Lord is good all the time.
Amen. What's the title of your poem?
Call him up.
Call him up. Okay, we're listening.
Okay. You can call Jesus 24/7, day or night, from earth to heaven. You don't need 7 numbers or any area code, and the Lord will never put you on hold. The call is always toll-free because Jesus paid for it back on Calvary. His line is never busy. You can always get through. because he's been waiting to talk to you too. So call him up just to say hello and tell him that you love him so. The Lord is waiting for the phone to ring. How wonderful it is you can talk to the King.
Amen. That was an awesome, awesome poem. Call him up.
And look, Caritha and everyone, if God had a literal phone number, it would be seven heavens.
I hear you.
Seven
heavens. Amen. Heaven. That was an awesome poem. Call him up. I called a great woman of God this past week, and on her voicemail, it says, if you have an emergency, call J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. We can call him up at any time, 24/7.
Right.
His line is never busy. Thank you, Sister Barbara Hayes. How is the weather in Los Angeles? Is it cool there this morning?
It's cool this morning, but it'll be hot later.
You all have good sleeping weather. I thank God for that. You know, I'm so grateful that Sister Barbara Hayes and her husband, they get up early to get on the radio. So I commend you two. It is what? What time is it there now, Sister Hayes?
It's 6:30, but you told me to call you at 5 to 6.
So they had to get up very early. They must have got up before 6 o'clock this morning to call in. So I thank God for you. God bless you all.
Yes, never too early for God.
Amen. I am looking for another woman of God, Jackie Travis. I'm not sure if she's on. Jackie, if you're on, press 1. Like I said, Jacksonville is in the house this morning. Jackie, if you're on, press 1. Okay, I don't see that Jackie's on right now. But, oh, okay, there she is. Okay, press 1, Jackie. I do see you, your number here. Okay. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm sorry, that's not Jackie. I'm still looking for Jackie. That's Sister Glory Dean. Forgive me, Sister Glory Dean. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see Jackie's number. Jackie, press 1 for me again. Okay. No. Still looking for Jackie this morning. I did see Jackie's number here. Okay. Well. Another great woman of God. Jackie, when you come back on, press 1, because I don't see your number here right now. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. My numbers are shifting on the switchboard, so just hang on so I can see if I can find Jackie here this morning. All right. Okay. Don't see that she's press 1 yet. But she may not be on yet, but she'll be on after a while. And she's going to sing praises unto our King. He is a mighty God. You know, the Word of God says that beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, God's people, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This morning we have a mighty man of God on with us who is a pastor. He is Elder James Brandt, Jr. We welcome him on Bible Storyland this morning. He serves at Zarephath Church here in Jacksonville, Florida, under the leadership of his father, Bishop James Brandt, Sr. Elder Brandt serves as the executive pastor, and he has been ministering, a minister of music for 16 years. He is a gifted, anointed man in music, and he has some CDs out for sale. He's going to tell us about those. Good morning, Elder Brandt.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Been up with my son this morning, listening to Bible Storyline.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to play this for your son so, and all the children that are on. Just listen for a second.
Okay.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and love me with me tonight, and
Could y'all hear it?
Yes, we could.
All right. That was for your son and all the children. God loves the children, and we love children. We are so grateful that children can come on this morning. So we are ready to listen to your message this morning from the Lord.
Hey, okay. Well, I was actually up this morning petitioning God to give me something that would be very vital for our children and our parents as well. And the Lord directed me to the story of the three Hebrew boys. And we always talk about how the three Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace, and the king Nebuchadnezzar looked in the fiery furnace and he saw that there were not only three in the fiery furnace, but there were four. But I want to digress back to how they got there, because the Bible said that the children of Israel were captured and they were held in slavery and captivity by Babylon. And the enemy's job is to take you out of your element. He wants to always take you out of your element and make you give up on the God that you've been taught to serve. And I petition our parents all the time, let's be very influential as it relates to the gospel of Jesus Christ in our young people. The Word of God is not very popular these days, but it is certainly powerful. And we have to give our young people the power of God, because the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. The Bible talks about in the first few chapters of the book of Daniel how the children of Israel were captured, and not only were they captured, but Babylon sought to change their name. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that was not their original names. Their original names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But in changing their name, they hoped to change their character. They hoped to change their integrity. They hoped that they would give up on the God that they had been taught back in their land. And I encourage every young person today, just because you go off to college, just because you're in school, always remember the teaching that your mother and father gives you. Remember what has been placed on the inside of you, because whether you know it or not, you will need it again. The enemy, the Bible says, is seeking to and fro, seeking who he may devour. But he's coming to your house, and you're going to be able to withstand him if you keep in contact the training that your mother and father have given you through the Word of God, to love God with all your heart, love him with all your mind, your spirit, and all your might. This is what sets us apart. And the Bible said when they came and Nebuchadnezzar had made this golden image for everybody to bow, because they had been trained properly, because they never left the teaching of their mother and father, even though they were in a strange land, they never dismissed the training and the teaching of their mother and father. And because they didn't, they still stood when everybody else bowed. Now, I'm sure that there were people that came from the same land that were afraid to go in the fiery furnace, and they bowed. But these three Hebrew boys never bowed. And what I come to encourage you today is, when you've been trained properly, when you've been trained in the Word of God, that you don't have to be afraid of any enemy, you don't have to be afraid of any demonic force, and you can stand on what is right, even when everybody else is doing something else. God has a purpose. God has a plan for you, and God will never leave you hanging. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But the Bible said he will be with you even until the end of the world. So I encourage you, my brother. I encourage you, my sister. I encourage you, mother, father, auntie, uncle, grandmother, grandfather, whoever you may be, stand on the word. It's not popular right now, but in the end, God shall win. God bless you.
Amen. What an awesome, power-packed word that was about the three Hebrew boys and how they were never alone and how God had their parents train them from children up. That was a powerful word. And as Elder Brent was speaking, you know, he was saying about teach our children, train them up in the way they should go. They won't depart from it. They can be faithful like Samuel. They can be faithful like Joseph. They can be faithful like the Hebrew boys all the days of their lives. And God loves children. And he calls children. Some people he called when they were very, very young, 3-4 years old. So I thank God for the children. Elder Brent, that was an awesome word. We thank God for you. And just hang on. Don't hang up. We're going to have prayer a little bit later, and we are looking forward to you praying for people when they call in with their individual prayer request. So I thank God for you and your family this morning. All right, another great woman of God, Karen Itell, is going to play another praise song for us this morning. She's in Houston, Texas. So we thank you, Karen.
All right. There will be oil in my lamp.
Okay, great. My lamp. And don't you know we all need oil in our lamps because the bridegroom is going to come one day and we got to be prepared. So I thank God this morning that we have oil in our lamps. Keep our oils in our lamps and our lamps burning. As I said earlier, Jacksonville is in the house this morning. We have another very talented young lady from Jacksonville, Florida. She is gifted with the voice of song. Her name is Taylor Jackson. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Her brother, Frank, did the opening prayer this morning, so we're glad you're on. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 11.
11. All right. What grade are you in?
I'm in 7th.
My goodness, girl. I used to be in 7th grade right here in Jacksonville. I attended James Weldon Johnson Junior High School. So I am so happy that you're on this morning. You ready to sing?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're ready to listen. Go ahead, sweetie.
He brought me through hard trials. He brought me through tribulations. Never let a day go by and not realize, had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Back was against the wall, he looked out for me. He heard my cries and rescued me. Never let a day go by and not realize, we are blessed Don't take it for granted that we are here today. Just know that we are blessed and highly favored. Just know that we are blessed and highly favored. As I look back through the years, it's amazing how he kept me, what the devil meant for evil. God turned it around just for my good. I know that I am blessed and highly favored. Just know that we are blessed and highly favored. I want you to think about this for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood. Grace. Grace, I have mercy. Grace. Mercy. Mercy, just know that we are blessed and highly favored. Just know that we are blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. An 11-year-old with such a powerful, anointed voice. I thank the Lord for you, Taylor. Taylor, woo, child, that was awesome, sweetheart. God bless you. Oh, my goodness, you and your brother are an awesome team. So I know God has already done and will continue to do great things in your life. Girl, like I said to the other group, you all can make CDs as children. So I pray that your parents will move forward and pray that the Lord will show them how to get CDs written for you all. You all are such a great bunch of children we have on this morning. Don't hang up. We look forward to you all continually listening this morning. And as I said, Jacksonville is mighty in the house this morning. We have Sister Jackie Travis finally got hooked up this morning. Sorry, Jackie, I couldn't even find you this morning, but I see you now. So are you ready to sing to the Lord this morning? Jackie, are you there? She's on, but I don't know where she is. She may have her phone on mute. So, Jackie, come
okay,
back on when you... Oh, okay.
Can you hear
Good
me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can
How
hear you
doing?
Now.
Okay, great. I'm off of mute. Thank you. Okay, we're going to sing the Children's Day, so we're going to try to sing a song for the children.
Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Well, shine for you and I, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for everywhere I go. I gotta let it shine, Lord, everywhere I go. I have to let it shine everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's a song that me and my niece and my other niece, we used to sing all the time as children. And that was a great song to let us know that we have a light inside of us that needs to shine for the Lord. And thank you, Sister Carissa, for having me on today. And as you know, I have to go work. Have to go to work. Back
all
to
right.
Work. Thank
I
you.
Thank God for you. That, I tell you what, we heard that song earlier. Karen played it, and you're playing it. So God
all
is
right.
telling children and us to let our light shine. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Thank you, Sister Karen. I thank
all
you
right.
all. You all are such a blessing. You know, I want you to know something this morning. The murders of our children, the terrorist attacks, are only symptoms of what's going wrong in our nation. We need to pay attention. When we're willing to give our lives and our children's lives to Satan, we can only expect attacks. Attacks to such a degree that can not only be assured in spiritual losses, but in natural losses in the lives of our children. When will we wake up as a church, as a city, as a state, as a nation? When will we wake up? We are not fighting with flesh and blood. The attacks have continued to get more vicious. When will we start, paying attention to what's going on and getting in our prayer closets and praying for our children? We have to intercede. God is counting on us here on the earth realm. He said, whatever we bind on earth, whatever we loose on earth, don't you know he hears the cries of the righteous? We must cry for our children. I have been different places. I see young people on the street. The Lord will lead me to speak to them a word in due season. They are troubled on every hand. I've run into young men who say, I'm scared for my life. Why? Because the things that are going on in our nation, on the streets, here in Jacksonville, in New Orleans, in cities throughout the nation, our children are running scared in the streets. Why? We got to get in the prayer closet and pray for them every day. You know, God created children, and he loves them. He wants them to be saved. He wants them to be protected. Some of our children are already in the enemy's camp. They're going it every day, in the schoolhouse, different places. They're beginning to act like the enemy. Now, we have the enemy sometimes ruling in our homes. It comes through our children, through us sometimes, in the schools. The children are running wild in the hallways, in the bathroom, smoking crack, having sex in the schools. I'm talking about the learning institution. Throughout, our children are in trouble. God created us. He put his spirit in us, and we must acknowledge him and reverence him. He is the only one who can help raise our nation up even better than before. We were not really founded on godly principles. I'm sorry, we were founded on godly principles, but we have to enforce those principles. We need prayer back in the home. We need prayer back in the school. We need prayer in the church houses. We need prayer on the streets. You know, when I was a child growing up, sometimes I used to see older women on the street praying loud on the street. And sometimes now some people do that. But we have to get back to, godly principles that we were founded on. We must acknowledge and serve the Creator who created us. God said that we cannot spare the rod and spoil the child. Now, Dr. Spock says, do time out. Well, it's time out for man's ways because man's ways are destroying our nation. Our Creator can build our nation. God can build our nation. We must start with our children, our youth, putting godly principles, as Elder Brent said this morning, you know, train them up in the way they should go, teaching them godly principles. We must become godly so we can have it to give to our children. We have to pass on our godly influence to our children. If we act like the ungodly, we can only produce ungodly children. If we act like Christ, we can expect to produce Christ-like children. Love begets love. Hate begets hate. Love is the key for our children, keeping our seed. God has made promises to bless our seed. But first, we must be obedient to get the blessings for our seeds. If we are stubborn and rebellious, we can only produce stubborn and rebellious children. I heard, you know, somebody say one time about a young child. They say, oh, they're just stubborn. But where did it come from? They must have learned it because they're new here on the earth. They just were a few months old. So where did it come from? Who are we fooling? Ourselves? Sometimes everyone else see who we really are but us. We try to hide our secret faults, but really they are only hidden to us. Our family, our friends, our neighbors, our church family, they see our faults. We must be open enough to listen to God. You know, we hear him and sometimes we ignore what God tells us. He may tell us through our children something that he wants us to know. He may tell us through the neighbor next door something he wants us to know. Let's pay attention. You know, we are, as parents, we have duties, parental duties. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6 to teach our children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, all day long. We, not the teacher at school, we as parents are responsible for teaching and training our children. Proverbs 22:6, train them up in the way that they should go. We are responsible for providing for our children. 2 Corinthians 12:14, to nurture our children. Ephesians 6:4, to control. You know, I see children running around in stores, knocking stuff off the shelf. They go and do whatever they want to do. They throw trash on the bus. I was riding the bus the other day, and they just throwing trash on the bus. Adults this time, not children. Our children need to be controlled. When I was a child growing up, our parents put the belt in their pocket, in the apron pocket, in the pocketbook. And the parents, the fathers wore belts. They kept their pants up and they wore belts. So when we got out of control, what they do? Take that belt. They used it wherever we were. They used it in the church house on us. They didn't care. They controlled us, as the Bible said in 1 Timothy 3:4, control your children. Parents, love your children. Don't make a difference between them like Joseph's father did. Joseph loved his younger. Joseph's father loved him more than his other children. Those things bring up jealousy and envy and strife in our children towards each other. We need to teach our children to love one another, and we can only do that if we love our children, not one more than the other. Let's love them all. The Bible says to correct our children. In Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18, Proverbs 23:13, and instruct our children in the way they should go. You know, a lot of times parents don't instruct their children. They riding down the street in the car, and the children just are talking or on the iPod or whatever children do. You know, they don't pay attention anymore. You know, we need to instruct them in godly ways. We can take note cards. You know, those little 5x7. Index cards. Here, baby, write this scripture down right here. Now I want you to memorize this by nightfall. They can do it. Look at Shannon, Shannon's daughter, Taylor. She learned that song. Beautiful voice. Listen, look at her son, Frank. He said a beautiful prayer. Don't you know that's a mother's teaching? Children can't just teach themselves. So we have to continually instruct our children. Sean McKeever, her three children came on and sang that beautiful song this morning. Don't you know she's instructing them in godly ways? We have to continually instruct our children. Some of us, like Sister Jackie, we were instructed as children by our parents. We have to be instructed. Don't just rely on the teacher. Say, or, you know, sometimes I hear parents say, I can't get them out of bed in the morning. Why not? God says control them, nurture them, train them up, get them up. I know my mother, she told me to get up more than once. The belt was coming, the switch was coming. They didn't keep telling us over and over. So when we got to school, the teacher only had to tell us one time. They didn't have to keep telling us 25,000 times the same thing. So instruct your children. Deuteronomy 31:13, Psalm 78:5, Proverbs 22:6, Isaiah 28:9, John 21:15, all those about instructing children. It's not up to them. It's up to us as parents. The children of today are blamed for their behavior. But let's check our behavior to see where their behavior came from. Have we done the things God commanded us? He didn't just suggest them. God commanded them. Spare the rod, spoil the child. If we beat him, we won't kill the children. Control them. So that's what God wants us to do. How many of you have ever been in a storm, a hurricane, and you knew ahead of time about the storm? If you knew ahead of time, then you were preparing yourself. You made sure you had plenty of non-perishable food, water, flashlight, batteries, can openers, rubber boots, plastic rain gear, ropes, gas in your car, life jackets, and the Word of God, the Bible. And all, you know, everything that you needed were preparing. You were preparing for a storm, a hurricane. Now, very few people are able to prepare for tsunamis ahead of time. They usually come so suddenly that the meteorologists are even unaware that they are coming. Did you know God's people must prepare themselves for the King of Kings? Because he's going to return. He will return. And when he returns, we don't know when he's going to return. We just have to be waiting. People have been waiting and waiting for generations, thousands of years. Don't get lax. We must prepare for his coming. Jesus will return for prepared people at an appointed time. No man, not even Jesus, who sits on the throne with our Father, knows when Jesus will return. Our Father only knows the appointed time. Now, God would not have us ignorant. There are several things that must happen before Jesus' return. And he talks about him in Matthew, the 24th chapter. It tells us of the events that must take place before Jesus' return. Surely, the word of God must be heard throughout the nation, throughout the world. Just because we go to church, that doesn't mean that everyone is saved who's in church. Salvation is an individual thing. We must receive the word of God for ourselves and be saved for ourselves in order to spend eternity with our Father. What are the signs that will let us know that Christ is about to come? In Matthew 24, it says, don't be deceived. Many will come saying to me, Many will come saying that they are Christ, but they are false Christ. Matthew 24 says, you will hear wars and rumors of wars. Don't get troubled. Don't be troubled. These things have to come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation. You know, what are we hearing on the news? Nation against nation. What are we hearing every day on the news? Kingdom against kingdom. Famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in different places. Many things will come and will happen on the earth. Great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, has ever come forth. God will shorten the days for the elect. He's going to shorten the days for the elect. False Christ will come. False prophets will come. Great signs and wonders. Much, if possible, the very elect would be deceived if it were possible. But thank God that he's going to shorten the days so we won't be deceived. How can we prepare? We must prepare for Christ's coming. He will return. Nobody knows when Christ will return, but he will return. Read Matthew 24. It will tell you. Now, what do we have to do to prepare? Christ tells us in Matthew 24:29, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give light, and the stars will not give light. Noah preached 120 years, but people did not obey God. During Noah's days, the flood was devastating, but God promised never to destroy the earth again by water, but by fire. So let's get right with God. Just like he destroyed the whole generation of people, he will do the same thing again. He is a merciful God, but he is a just God. He is the judge over all of us. Warnings have been coming, so be prepared for the coming of the Lord. He will return. You know, I lived through Katrina, and that was an awful storm, but God gave us victory over that storm. So he's been warning us through storms, through tsunamis. You can say that God is merciful. He will allow us to come and live with him. He will not cast us into hell. That's what some people say. But don't you know, when you read the word of God, you see how he casts people? Like in the days of Noah, he shut the ark, door of the ark. They couldn't get on. Many people have gone through great tribulation. God is allowing certain things. Look at Job. He allowed things to come upon him. So we have to get closer to God. You will be in more than a rude awakening if you're not prepared. I don't know about you, but I've had many trials, struggles, afflictions in this life, and I want a better life in the hereafter. God is looking for prepared people. So when he bursts through the sky, he is going to come back for prepared people that are without spots on our garments. Jesus can remove spots from our garments when we give our lives to him and allow him to be Lord. Some of us have given our lives to the Lord. He is Lord over our lives. We must give our lives to him, to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. When Jesus is Lord in our lives, what does that mean? Many will say unto me, in that day Jesus said, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. But he will say, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I want to ask you a question. Who is Lord of your life? Is Jesus the Lord of your life, or is the evil one the Lord of your life? Do a checkup, a spiritual checkup, using the word of God. The word of God tells us that the workers of righteousness and the workers of iniquity. Now, the workers of righteousness, Daniel 4:27 says, they accept the counsel of God and they obey him. In Daniel 4:27, it also says, allow God to remove sin from their lives, from our lives. Speak righteousness in the congregation. Psalms 15 says, walk upright before God. Speak the truth in your heart. Do not backbite with your tongue. Do not do evil. Do not, do evil against your neighbor. Fear God and live a just and a faithful life. Those are the workers of righteousness. Now, the workers of iniquity are disobedient to God. Sin reigns in their hearts. They're envious, jealous, strife, unforgiving. They keep up strife. David said, we are for peace, but they are for war. They are rebellious to God. Do not fear. They don't even fear God. They don't have any fear for God. They commit all kinds of sins, iniquities in their hearts. They don't even believe God. We don't know when Jesus will return for his people. Those who look like him inside, those are the ones. We are the ones who, the ones who lived a righteous life. Those are the ones who Jesus used. Jesus used to tell stories called parables so his people would understand what he was saying and to prepare for his return. So he told the parable of 10 virgins. So listen carefully. A virgin is a person who lives a righteous life, untouched in their bodies, pure and holy before God. So Jesus began the parable by saying, when he comes, the end of the kingdom will be like 10 bridesmaids, 10 virgins, who took their lamps to meet the groom. He said, 5 of these virgins were foolish and 5 were wise. He said to the foolish virgins that the foolish virgins took their lamps, but they did not have extra oil in them. In other words, they were so foolish, but not prepared. Are you prepared to meet Jesus when he comes? Remember, heaven is a place prepared for prepared people. Jesus continues to say to the wise, the wise virgins took extra oil for their lamps. How many of you know you need extra in order to be prepared while you wait for Jesus? We need extra faith. We need extra strength. We need extra wisdom. We need extra armor. We need extra equipment. We need extra, extra, extra to wait. Extra time in the secret place. Extra time abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Extra hearing to be sensitive to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking in time of need. You know, when storms come, sometimes God speaks to people. He'll say, don't go north, head south. Don't you know we need to be able to hear God's word when he says, do this and don't do that? He said his sheep know his voice, and another voice they will neither hear nor follow. We need extra discernment and knowledge and understanding of what the Lord is saying and how to be obedient to what he says. Sometimes when we go to weddings, they don't often start in time. Sometimes the bride is late, the groom is late. And as Jesus told this parable, the 10 virgins, the groom was late. And all the bridesmaids were drowsy and they fell asleep. Sometimes when we start to pray or intercede for people, we get drowsy, we go to sleep. But Jesus said to his disciples, wake up! Can't you pray? Couldn't you pray with me just 1 hour? When we are waiting for God, sometimes we get discouraged and we say, when, Lord? When, Lord? We have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, Lord. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 27:14, wait upon the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Children, wait on the Lord. Parents, wait on the Lord. Let's all wait on the Lord. We must wait. We won't have time when we hear the trumpet blow to get oil in our lamps. We have to prepare now. We have time to prepare, so let's prepare now. Where will you spend eternity? I am preparing to spend eternity with Jesus when he comes back. He's coming back for prepared people. Well, while the foolish virgins were out buying oil, the groom came. The other virgins who were ready went with him to the wedding. They went with him to the wedding hall, and the door was shut. Well, you know the story, the five foolish virgins returned and said to the Lord, open the door for us, open the door. But he answered and said to them, I don't even know who you are. So stay awake. Stay awake. You don't know the day or the hour when the Son of Man will return. I pray you have time to prepare now for Christ's return. If you have not saved, we extend the invitation for you now to be saved. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is there anyone on this line who needs to be saved? Anyone? We're going to wait and listen. If you need to be saved, speak up. If you're not saved and you haven't pressed one, press one. We'll wait a few minutes. We'll listen. Hello? Someone say something? I'm sorry. Is someone speaking? We're waiting for people who need to be saved. Is someone saying something? I can't understand you. Please speak louder into your phone. Okay, well, I pray that everybody on the line is saved and that you have enough oil in your lamps, because I tell you what, we don't have enough oil to give to other people. When Jesus comes, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. So if you have a request for prayer, press 1. Elder Brandt is going to be praying for people who are requesting prayer this morning. So if you need prayer, press 1. All right, well, looks like I'm going to be the first one. I am requesting prayers for my Aunt Mildred and her family. Her granddaughter is out of the hospital, Cheryl Tatum, and I'm asking prayer for Cheryl Tatum and her family for a speedy recovery, and my Aunt Mildred for healing for her body. Any more prayer requests, just speak up. Or press 1 if you haven't already. Okay, I'm going to give another prayer request for the children. Not only the children that are on the line, but children in the world. Don't you know there are all kind of things that are coming up against our children? It's a demonic holiday coming up, and a lot of children will be out. You know, and they're being snatched by the enemy as they go out. You know, it's not a pretty sight anymore. All kinds of things are happening. Yes, someone press 1. You want to make a prayer request? Hello? Well, I'll wait for them. And as I was saying, that, you know, during this demonic holiday, a lot of children are being snatched up by the enemy. And they're being used as blood sacrifices, and, you know, a lot of them are being poisoned by the candy and the junk that they get, the fruit and all those things. And, you know, evil is very present in our world. But I thank God that light shines brighter than the evil in this world. So let's continually pray for our children, for their safety, for their protection, and that they would not participate in evil holidays. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, this is Jackie. Pray for my family. My husband's family had death in the family. We could get financial prayers.
Okay, financial increase, okay.
Yes, please.
Anything else?
Just pray for my family's health. I have a lot of people sick around. Please pray for my patients. Pray for my strength in God, please. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you haven't already. Okay. Still waiting for more prayer requests. Right now we have 11 people on the line. So we're waiting for prayer requests this morning. I'm looking to see if anybody else pressed 1 here. I won't be able to take your prayer request unless you press 1. That's the only way that I'll know that you're on. All right, I'm also requesting prayer for our children that are, you know, that for the teachers that teach our children. I'm requesting that, you know, we have more godly teachers teaching our children. More godly teachers teaching our children. Okay, Ms. Liddell, are you on? I see you on. Are you pressing 1? Well, I'm requesting prayer for Ms. Liddell and her family there in Appleton, Georgia. Any more prayer requests? Okay. Elder Brandt, are you ready? Hello? Okay, maybe he had to hang up this morning. But anyway, I will pray for people who need prayer this morning. Still looking to see if Elder Brent is still on here. Okay, no, I think he may have gotten dropped off. Okay, all right. So, Father God, we just come humbly before your throne this morning, O God. And, Father, your word says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, O God. And, Father, we just thank you this morning that you are present with us. You said in your word, Father God, whatever we ask in your name, believing you are granted. So I believe, Father God, that you are present with each one of us on the line and with your people everywhere, Father God. So, Father, we call upon you this morning for healing, 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 healing for my Aunt Mildred, for her granddaughter Cheryl and her Cheryl's husband and her son, oh God. Father God, you are a mighty, awesome God. You are able to heal, deliver, and set free, oh God. Your word says, beloved above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I just thank you this morning in the name of Jesus for us prospering in health and in our souls, oh God. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for blessing families this morning, oh God. Father God, so many families are going through different trials, oh God, financial trials and problems in their bodies, oh God. I thank you for being their healer, oh God. And, Father, we're so concerned about our children, oh God. We just come before you lifting up our children this morning, Father God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless, protect our children, oh God. Father, our children are important to you, and we value our children, oh God. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to protect them from harmful things that would come up against them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray a hedge of protection around them, particularly during this fall harvest season, oh God, the equinox season, oh God. We come up against that in the name of Jesus. We plead your precious blood around the children for safety, for protection, oh God. We thank you for keeping that hedge around our children. Let not one be snatched by the enemy during this particular season, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for the children, for their families, oh God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bring our children out of darkness and their families, oh God, into the marvelous light. Save our children while they're young, oh God, and may they always, Father God, follow you. May they always be protected by you, Father God. I thank you for keeping them under the shadow of your holy wings, oh God, in the righteous, mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Jackie, Travis, and her family, oh God. And, Father, you know they've lost family members, oh God. Comfort and strengthen this family, oh God. And we just thank you for what you're doing in this family, Father God. We bless you for families, and we thank you, Father God, for keeping them in comfort, oh God. Father God, you are the great comforter. Nobody can comfort like you, oh God. And we just thank you for strengthening this family during the loss of family members. We ask you for increase in the financial area, Father God. Increase their finances, Father God. Not only Jackie's family, but all of our families. Oh God, pay off every bill. Set us debt free, oh God. I decree and declare that we are lenders and not borrowers, oh God. I thank you for keeping Jackie healthy, her husband healthy, and her family healthy. Strengthen them as a family unit, oh God. Strengthen families all over the world, Father God, particularly your called out children, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our children will have godly teachers in the schools, even in public schools, oh God, who will undergird them in prayer. Even as they teach the children, they will say prayers for the children, oh God. I decree and declare that your word will return into the schools, oh God, in a mighty powerful way, oh God, that children will be able to read your word in public schools, in private schools, in Christian schools, oh God, throughout the nation, throughout the world, oh God. I thank you that our children will begin to seek your face, oh God, for salvation, oh God, for healing, Father God, that our children will begin to pray for their families, oh God. Our children will begin to pray for the nation, oh God, just like Frank who prayed this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Miss Ludell and her family, Father God. I thank you for this mighty woman of God, oh God. Touch her body, oh God, as she has been ailing, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the elderly, oh God. I thank you for touching all the elderly's bodies, oh God. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you promised to deliver us out of them all. So deliver us out of all of our afflictions, oh God. And we just thank you for what you're doing for the elderly. Keep them in safety and peace. Keep them cool in the summer and warm in the winter, oh God. Provide for all of their needs, oh God. I thank you that you love the gray-headed people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they have not been forgotten, oh God. They have not been cast aside, but you love them just like you love children, oh God. They are your children too, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you for all that you've done on Bible Story Land this day in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God. I bless you today, Father God. I honor you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And anything that I've forgotten, Father God, I lift it up before you, Father, and I thank you. I thank you for Jackie's patience, every patient that she go to on a daily basis. As she go from one patient's home to the next patient's home, strengthen Jackie's body, oh God. Give her, send help for her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for healing every patient's body, oh God. And those of her patients who are not saved, save them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and allow them to give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. So, Father, we honor you as the holy, righteous God, and we thank you for what you're doing on Bible Story Land. And we continually honor and give you glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, it is testimony time. We have time for one brief testimony this morning. Anybody have a testimony? Testimony time. You know God has been truly good to us, and we have a lot to be thankful for. So we ask for testimony this morning. Anybody have a testimony? All righty. Well, I have an important announcement to make to you. Bible Storyland will not come on next week, October the 1st. Next Saturday, October the 1st, a Bible Storyland will not be broadcast. We will return the next Saturday, October the 8th, 2011, at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to hearing from you at that time. October the 8th, we will return. There will be no Bible Storyland coming on next Saturday, but we look forward to speaking to you again October the 8th. I want to let you know that I love each of you. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Is there anyone who would like to say something at this time?
I want to just thank God for the show. It was done very well. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thanks, Karen. We appreciate you. Anybody else have anything you want to share this morning? If you're not already on, press 1. Okay, hold on. Somebody press 1 here. Hold on. Morning, you're on live, 513.
Yes, Sister Carissa.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Fine.
How are you, Mark?
I just want to thank you for your Bible Story Land, and may God bless you in your absence, and we look for your return.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. God bless you. Mark is in Cincinnati, Ohio. So we thank you. Mark and I have been friends since we were children. How's your wife, Mark?
Yes. Everyone is fine and well.
Good. Very good. I thank God for you. God bless you. All right. There's someone
God
else, 504.
You.
Hold on.
Sister Carita.
Good morning, Gloria Dean. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I couldn't get on for some reason. I couldn't get on to give my prayer request, but I just
okay,
wanted
you didn't
to
press 1. Did you press 1?
I kept pressing, but once I had gotten off and I came back on, but, you know, that's okay. But I thank God for your program today. And, you know, I would just like to say that when you talked about the wise virgins and everything, you know, you tend to want 5 wise and 1 unwise.
Yes.
I thank God for that, even for the children, because when I was in, you know, working with children at one, you know, when I was in the system, I worked with them with the song that went with that, you know, teaching them how to keep that oil in their lamps. And that song, I want to sing a little song for the children today. And the song goes, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. And that's a song for the children. And that's the song that they sing.
Amen, amen. That's the second time we heard it this morning. Karen played it this morning, too.
Yeah,
so I thank God for that song, give me oil in my lamp. Because don't you know we need oil in our lamp? When Jesus comes, we ain't going to have time to go out and get oil. We need our oil in our lamps now, every day, keeping our oil in our lamps and even extra oil.
Thank you, Sister Gloria. Anybody else, press one.
Anybody?
Yeah.
If you've already pressed one, if you have something to say, I apologize to you. It may have been the switchboard this morning. I've been having a little trouble on the computer pulling people up, and, you know, you may have been pressing one, and I just couldn't get you on it. So forgive me. It is not your fault. Please forgive me. So I'm working with it this morning, but I thank God for each of you. Anybody else have something they want to say this morning? Okay, well, let's celebrate the Lord. Let's be obedient, talk to our Lord, and listen to him. He loves each of us so much. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. So I thank God for you this morning. Be blessed of the Lord, and remember, don't forget, have a God-filled day, God-filled week, God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Fill him up. Fill up with God every day. Keep the oil in your lamps daily. I love you. So I look forward to seeing you again, talking to you again, listening to you. It will be October the 8th. All right, we won't be on next week, so sleep late. But don't forget to praise the King highly. Give him high praise. He is our Lord. All right, Karen, we're listening for that beautiful praise music. You can play All in Your Lamp again if you like. We like that song. God bless to us this morning. Yes?
I didn't catch it in the beginning.
Oh, I know, but that's a... Speaking to us through that song this morning, All in Our Lamp.
Yeah. Thank you.
hear those beautiful children laughing this morning. I love the laughter of children.
Yeah.
I can hang up anytime you like. Y'all can hang up anytime you like. Ken, what's the name of that?
What child is this?
What child is this?
Yes.
I love that. That was absolutely beautiful. Okay. Well, we have one more person on, but we're going to go ahead and go on off now. I thank God for you. Beautiful. I'll give you a call back, Karen.
Thanks.
Thank you. I thank everybody
thank you.
For coming on.